It has been 10 years since the Russian oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky was sent to prison on charges of fraud and tax evasion. But many then, and even more now, believe the charges were bogus and that Khodorkovsky was put behind bars for political reasons because he was seen as a political threat to President Putin. He's due to be released next August unless more charges are brought forth. And his son, Pavel, is raising awareness of his father's case here in this country where he's the president of the Institute of Modern Russia in New York City. Pavel Khodorkovsky joins us in the studio now. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what's your sense of what is going to happen? Do you think that your father is going to get out of prison on time in August?
This is certainly my hope. His sentence right now is set to run out in August of next year. And his co-defendants and former business partners, Platon Lebedev's sentence, is due to run out in May. So I'm looking forward to Platon Lebedev's release on the 2nd of May. And I hope that nothing would stand in the way and both men will be free next year.
So you think if he is released in May, then that bodes well for your father really being released in August?
Exactly. They have the same case, same set of charges. Their cases were actually united during the court proceedings some years ago. So Platon's release would mean my father's freedom as well.
Although you've said that your father doesn't even think about the date because it's been pushed back before.
That's true. I tried asking him, what's his state of mind? What is he thinking about in the wake of August next year? And he said, I don't want to even speculate. Thinking back to 2007, right before the second set of charges were brought up against my father, we were looking forward to 2011. That's when
he was supposed to be released the first time.
Then our hopes and expectations were crushed. So he has adopted this point of view after the second verdict was handed down, that he's not going to think about his potential release because anything could change.
How often do you speak with him, and what do you talk about?
We get a chance to speak every couple of weeks. He is allowed one phone call, like every other inmate, in jail for 15 minutes on a Saturday. And he has to split this time because
it's got a lot of people to talk to.
My grandparents are back home. My family is here in the U.S., my brothers are now studying abroad, so he has to portion out the time. But we get to speak on the phone every couple of weeks.
What is your sense of what happened to him in the first place? After all these years, you've had a lot of time to think about this, but he was charged originally with tax evasion, then the later charges stealing from his own company. His defenders say this was just punishment by President Putin for challenging his power. What is your sense of what has happened over all these years?
Well, there are two main components that led to my father's arrest. First is political. Certainly the government and then and now again President Vladimir Putin were not happy with the idea that a prominent businessman is strengthening the opposition by openly financing the opposition parties. But there was also a very important economic component as well. Igor Sechin, now the head of Rosneft, back then saw this as an opportunity to strengthen the government's role in the national economy by renationalizing one of the top companies in Russia and soon to be the world, because if you remember, Yukos was in the process of merging with Sibneft that would create one of the largest companies in the world. Then the question is really, why did my father do it? He knew perfectly well what's about to happen. He really thought that he has a good chance of defending his name in open proceedings in the court. And of course, he found out the hard way that there is no more rule of law in Russia.
What about the charges themselves?
Well, the charges in the first trial were rather complicated. You know, dealing with corporate taxation is not an easy matter. And that's why, thinking back to 2003, so many people in the Russian society and abroad were confused about the nature of the case. But this has completely changed after the second trial, because the charges in the second trial directly contradicted those in the first. Mm. You either underpay taxes or you embezzle everything. You can't be expected to pay tax on stolen property. And those charges brought up in the second trial really changed the public opinion. Public opinion is now strongly in favor of my father.
And all over the world, this case has attracted attention. I'm interested in your thoughts on that. You've been brought here by a 17-year-old activist, Ariella Katz, member of this group, Democracy is for Everyone. What do you think about the international attention that your father's case has brought?
My father's case has come to symbolize many things that are currently wrong with the Russian government and partially with the whole direction of the country. It's not only about my father, and hasn't been about my father for a while now. It symbolizes the lack of the rule of law. It also symbolizes the course of repression that the government has taken. So I believe this is why so many people around the world are attracted to following Russian events. And in this case, with Ariella and her father, this gave them a glimpse of what Russia is going through right now.
What do you see your role as being in this? You're speaking about this, but you haven't gone back to Russia since 2003.
My role is to raise public awareness about my father's case and about other cases of political prisoners that are currently serving time in
Russia. In the United States?
I have to do it from the U.S. because, unfortunately, my family has been facing some risk. And for me, going back to Russia would probably not be the best idea right now.
When do you intend to go back to Russia next?
If my father is going to be released in August, I'm certainly going to be there to meet him when he gets out of jail. But I think that I owe a lot to people in this country and in other places around the world that have been following my father's case. 10 years on, people still care about what's my father's fate. And that's really heartwarming, because I don't think that my father would be able to have this courage and moral strength if he didn't have this support. And he certainly knows about the fact that people care about him, because I tell him.
Pavel Khodorkovsky is president of the Institute of Modern Russia in New York. He is also the son of the Russian, some would say, political prisoner, Mikhail Khodorkovsky. Pavel, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.